This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So Bob Iger was the CEO of the Walt Disney Company for 15 years, and for most of that time, he didn't really put a foot wrong. He was politically astute in that corporate way. He made investors a ton of money, and in the process, he built an empire buying Pixar and Lucasfilms and Marvel as well. The blemish on that record, though, is succession planning. Disney's board yesterday dismissed Iger's hand-picked successor, Bob Chapek is his name, and asked Iger to come back and right the ship. Chapek's two or so years as CEO were marked by the pandemic, yes, and some political missteps, and it can't not be said, the $1.5 billion loss in Disney's streaming service that Chapek announced the other day. So enter now, again, Bob Iger on a two-year contract, which means, really, his succession planning starts now. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at what it means to start all over again.
A company's hunt for its next CEO never ends, says Jan Kors with the consulting firm Perlmeyer.
A number of CEOs tell me that when they get promoted into that CEO role, one of the first questions their board has for them is, okay, who's going to be your replacement?
That's because it takes years to identify outside talent or groom someone from within. In fact, around three quarters of CEOs at companies on the S&P 500 are internal promotions. That grooming time is key because once new leaders step in, they don't get a lot of time to find their bearings. Alex Kurse is with the consulting firm Gartner.
Inside of 30 days, CEOs need to have met with all the key stakeholders inside of the organization. And inside of a quarter, they should be executing fully on their strategic vision for the organization.
Boomerang CEOs like Iger, who leave the company and return, aren't so common, though there are examples. Steve Jobs returned to Apple and Howard Schultz to Starbucks. This can signal a company in crisis or that the board is buying time to pick a new successor, which Kurse says is tricky because the talent pool was already evaluated a couple years ago.
When you take individuals, high-performing leaders, and groom them for success and don't give them that top job, it's oftentimes very hard for them to stay at the organization.
Is someone in streaming or content a good fit? Maybe. Neil Macker, an analyst at Morningstar, says finding a successor for a company like Disney is particularly difficult because it has such a huge range of products.
You're a steward of these franchises, or more accurately, characters like Mickey Mouse, who've been around for almost 100 years now. And you're blending it with not only the parks business and everything else that's attached to that, and Disney Animation and Pixar and now Marvel and Star Wars.
That mix, plus the fact that Iger's pushed off retirement several times before, is why Macker's skeptical that he's just a placeholder. It's a two-year deal, but contracts can always be renewed. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.